Hello, this is Dr. Mark, Doctor of Business Administration and the owner of reflexivityspace.org. Today we are conducting our fourth podcast conversation with my friend from abroad, Mike. Today is December 9th, 2022. Mike, are you there?
Hi, Mark. Hi, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had a busy week, but yeah, it's Friday evening and we can take the time to go on. You know, it was, I think, in the second podcast, you mentioned the household electricity or the frequency of the household electricity, which is, I believe, 60 volts in your place. And in over here in Europe, it's 220 volts. There seems to be a specific issue with the household electricity that we get delivered into our houses already. And can you tell us a bit more why you mentioned this? Because we didn't elaborate on it. Can you go ahead and elaborate a little bit about these basic frequencies,
Yes,
please?
I can. I have and I
Cool.
will. I want to first give a little bit of what you don't know about me and why we're here, my personal story per se.
Good.
You
Yes,
think
go ahead,
about
please.
what's playing out. This is an attack on human DNA, attack on our innate internal communication. If I think about my past and the experience I've had that taught me about my own connection to self and ability to do grand things. The Klaus Schwabs and the knuckleheads trying to control the planet are trying to hijack our beings and our innate abilities. A short story, I travel for a living, as I mentioned, and I was on the road years ago. And I was in my hotel room, and I had a really bad cut on my hand that got infected. And I noticed a red line going down my arm, blood poisoning. So I imagined white German shepherds, white blood cells, gobbling up this bacteria, eating it. I meditated, I visualized, I saw it, I did it three times at night. I didn't want to go into the hospital, spend the night in the emergency room. I was willing to risk dying of blood poisoning, but I took upon this myself and I imagined German shepherds eating it all. The next day, the line was starting to disappear. By afternoon, it was gone. But message, what I'm trying to say is we've got incredible abilities that these demons of the planet are trying to take from us. And with the technologies we're going to talk about that are trying to overtake us, our being by overpowering our innate internal communication. Anything you'd like to add to that, Mark?
No, it's fine. Thank you for the information. And can you now go into the 60?
Sure,
Yep.
sure.
All right.
Okay, to be clear,
Always interesting to learn a bit more about your own experiences in the past and how you transcended or how you kind of started to investigate all these issues. Thank you for this.
it's not a matter of bragging on oneself as much as conveying to others innate abilities we have that we may not have been told about, or we may not have manifested and practiced and worked on. We could talk about in the future, but the point is they're going to attack our DNA with shots, with electronics, with bad TV, with all these media, all these different sources. We are under attack.
Yeah, I think
So
you think I think also my two cents on this is correct. And you see, we now, the people that listen to you or people that listen to other people that have done research into this, we are kind of awake and we have learned the danger. Certainly for me, the past 3 years, I mean, I did not come fully informed into this game. And I'm yet still not fully informed, and that's why I'm looking to gather more information and data about it. But for those that start to awaken now, it will take time, precious time to start to understand. So that is, I think, that is the issue now. It will take time for them to research and to listen to all this. But go ahead with the 60 volt and 220 volt, please.
To look at electricity in America, we're on 60 cycles or 60 hertz line frequency at either 120 or 240 volts. As I understand, in Europe, it's 220, 240 at 50 hertz. Not that that matters, but just to be clear moving forward. So the frequency at which the system works and the actual, I don't know, mechanical nature of something to be considered. So if we think about the prospect, let's talk about FM radio and how they basically take a super high frequency and they inject audio band information on that frequency. And the FM or the high frequency is the carrier for the audio frequency. And on an FM tuner on the receiving end, let's say in your car, it filters out the high frequency, only leaving the audible portion. So it's essentially information on a carrier, and in this case, FM is a carrier. So let's take that to the AC wiring or household wiring, that we'd have a line frequency that is set, but you could theoretically with a smart meter or other devices superimpose a signal on top of it that you could still pull power through the wall and still light a light bulb that would be innocuous. But deep within that, there are other frequencies and patterns that could exist that could carry information to make commands or make things work. And where I'm headed with this is when we talk Nest systems and smart devices and all these devices that will be the Internet of Things as we know of it coming in the future, it's going to communicate through the AC line. So there essentially will be information on the AC carrier. Does that make sense? So it could be super important.
It makes sense, because at least here in Europe, there is a system, if I'm not mistaken, that you just plug into your socket and you have internet.
Yes.
Would that be such a superimposed signal going on the same network?
Exactly. The AC that explains signal it. Is the carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're superimposing on that, and you've got a filter on the receiving end to take out what doesn't need and only leave the existing. I'm in that situation right now. Uma has a plug in the wall, and you can create internet anywhere in the house without any wiring. So it's something we've seen for a long, long time. If we stretch our thinking and think outside of our wiring, or think outside of the house into the box, or think outside the box back to the electrical system, there's a lot that could be done. So let's think, how could they control a smart meter? I have struggled with it for years. It just didn't make sense to me. I couldn't, with an engineering mind, put two and two together. But the more I thought about it, is to my way of thinking, or to my way of reasoning, the smart meters will be triggered by a series of tones, almost like a dial tone on the old phone where you've got three or four signals together and they create this sort of tone. To me, it wouldn't make sense a smart meter could be triggered through the air, through a radio signal. There's too much interference. It wouldn't make any sense for it to be through a cell phone network. We can't even make cell phone calls in some cases, much less text. So the only logical signal was from the power source. They would imprint some sort of waveform signal or tone that will evoke a response within the environment with which we reside. Does that make sense, or is that something you can wrap your mind around, Mark?
Yes, that makes perfectly sense, because just last week we had a kind of, you know, we have this kind of in the road where the several houses are connected, and we had a power cut. And so several houses were affected by this, those ones that go to this hub. So it was a problem of the community. And but to find it out, so I called the electrician and looking into what was installed in the house we are living. And so there is a smart meter installed. And I know from a guy that I know, they rolled out the same thing for the water consumption in our place. So we are fully, also, what water consumption is fully like a smart meter for the water consumption. It constantly connects, obviously, how much water is used. And the same thing is true for the electricity here. So we are fully smart metered in Switzerland, just to give you an idea. Even for water consumption already.
I was an early adopter for a smart meter. I had one back in the early 2000s. I didn't think a thing about it. I never saw any difference on my use. They talked about rolling blackouts in Chicago, which we never saw in the summer. But I was initially very fond of the idea. And as we've learned more, I've been more in doubt. I've stood for not hours for extended periods with an EMF meter near my smart meter, and I could never even get it to trigger. So whether it's not yet in use, this would be like 2 years ago, or whether it's periodically used where they pulse the system and the system burps a signal through the house or through the network, it's unclear. And I want to reiterate, Mark and I are talking in loose terms because there isn't a lot of information. So I feel very confident in what we're talking about, but I must emphasize it's really kind of in development. So let's think about the smart meter and some ways it's going to be used. I initially struggled with the idea of how it could integrate to the houses or the home appliances until I started thinking about it's all on the AC line. So imagine the power supply in the refrigerator that has a circuit on the front end that's looking at the AC that basically takes a signal, I'm going to say corrupts it, that influences it right as it comes into the wall. So as the refrigerator's on, the sensor that's looking at this information that's from the smart meter is conveying data back and forth with its use, whether it's a MAC address, which is very likely, whether there are other internal built into the logic of said, you know, appliance, be it refrigerator or a stove or a microwave. It's going to be something that's automatic. It's going to be something that's invisible, something we can't see, touch, or even for that matter, for the most part, know about. The only thing that I can reason is the 900 megahertz Nest type of devices are going to be the carrier or the background through which all the infrastructure of the smart metering system will be carried through. It's so ubiquitous. It's cheap to build like a cordless phone or that FM modulating and or operating system.
Yes, this which is a perfect, how to say, spy system. I mean, if I see all these people know that like in these new homes that have clever fridges, clever, I don't know what machines. Also, I mean, I'm really refusing to have all this. We didn't replace the stove, or if we have to replace, as we had to replace the stove, we were looking for an old one that is not smart, good quality, expensive, old, good quality stove, no, for instance, or our fridge is not smart, nothing is smart. But people do by their own, install all these smart things that you can control. You come home, you open the garage door, everything is automated, you know. You put one of these spy ring bells, you know, these ring spy bells with a camera inside on your front door. And everything is interconnected. I mean, all this data somehow, where does it go? I mean, it's all wireless. Your thoughts? Don't you become completely kind of observable what you do?
Yes, we're right out in the open. I think the other way of looking at all these devices use a very basic code, almost like grunts and moans versus full sentences and more elaborate expressions. So I think the grunts and groans or basic information would be done by MAC address. As we know, everything has a MAC address. The MAC addresses could as well tie people into the equation. It could tie so much into the equation, as well as identifying zones within the house, zones within a property, or zones with interconnected property, let's say apartment building or a timeshare or even a neighborhood where you've got people. It could actually identify down to zones, and it would be through the smart metering system it would be done, because we have the wire and all the infrastructure in place. Here in the country, I've asked my internet provider if they're going to come out with 5G, said it's not feasible cost-wise, and it's prohibitive from a distance standpoint, yet it is known within this area, this fiber optic ran literally right in front of my house on the ground. So they built the infrastructure and they're building it up, and they're building up the appliances, which as Mark had said, are kind of spying on us or watching us. So if you think about it, it's all about frequencies and all about this higher order. Again, think of it like FM radio, where there's a signal interspersed or tied into a signal, and they pull out what they don't need, and you've got this bare code that's going to be affecting things. I keep talking about frequencies and light, frequencies and light. I think it's an abstract that helps us understand it. Let's think a little bit about how the frequencies are used, and there's a proximity through which they can be propagated. So going back to an earlier conversation, when we're in the radio or microwave range, the wavelength is going to be the size of buildings, the size of a human. In other words, 30 to 100 feet on the microwave, it could be 6 feet to the size of a couple inches. When you get into infrared, into the visible light, you're talking the head of a pin, visible light touching the invisible or ultraviolet light, you're talking protozoans. When you talk ultraviolet or into the 5G range, you're talking molecules. 5G, 6G, we're talking atoms, and then all the highest level, we're talking the actual nuclei. So the reason I keep talking about frequencies is I think the analogy we've got to consider is we have to think in terms of something like that to try to grasp, you know, what are we seeing? And I keep talking about our DNA and our innate ability. I'm not bragging on me as much as I want to emphasize the prospect of all of us. We have incredible abilities, and I'm going to talk in this case almost like psychic abilities, that we have senses that we need to be aware of, we need to possibly develop to where we can sense danger or things around us. The term I'd use would be transposition of senses. So it'd be like seeing sound and hearing color. While we know or why we reason those to not be possible, I want to push everybody to think about applying their awareness in more elaborate ways to try to consider, you know, areas of danger, areas of, that we might have not encountered before. We know the smell of something and we can sense if something is off. We know smoke in the air. We know the sense of heat and flame, but this other tangible thing being light or being frequencies, it's new to us. So I keep emphasizing, and I'll apologize because I'm trying to bring everybody to the point of really considering in a different way. Does that make sense, Mark?
Absolutely. And I would like to come back quickly on these smart meters. Do I understand that correctly? That each and every machine that has the capability in your household, smart capability, smart, yeah, questionably smart, would have an IP address. And as such, the smart meter, or even through the consumption or the type or the brand, could identify which one was used. Do I understand that correct? And for which duration?
Yes, and or think of this.
In simple words, no, kind of like for me. And then could relay this information to, say, the power provider. Is that simplified? Could that be correct like that?
Yes, there will be an identifier.
a unique identifier. Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing to think about, let's say we've got a printer, maybe a Bluetooth mouse and a computer, another related computer. It could associate similar peripherals. So let's say you've got four IP addresses. One is unknown. It might say, well, I've got this must be a printer. So I can imagine a certain amount of logic or reasoning associated to the, use a word for earlier, not nest, but where you've got zones. So to me, to point, let's say we can have a house that's got a kitchen, and there are seven things that might show up within the smart reader system, but only six are identified. It could actually interpolate what could be, if that makes sense. So there could be a potential for reasoning within these networks. And if you think about every appliance we know, I don't know for the exact time, but at least say 20 years, has had a UPC code. Everything is identical. So as Mark said, everything has got a code somehow, some way. We may not see it, but it's an identifier.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then the smart meters themselves now, I mean, they constantly emit some information to the backbone, let's say the provider. And those smart meters, okay, we have it even in the house, in the rack, where the whole electricity comes in from the community and is distributed through the house. In America, you have basically the same, I think, or you have them mounted outside the house to better connect. Now, let's look at the device smart meter itself. So you said, can you explain again which frequencies they communicate with the backbone and what may be the outcome on the human being of the frequency of the smart meters themselves? Can you elaborate a little bit on this, please?
I'm here. I'm trying to think clearly and put thoughts to words. If we think about the smart meter, it is working in a specific frequency range. It, so to speak, pulses periodically to convey information. It's working invisibly behind the scenes. I've had a smart meter, as I said, for over 20 years in this present house for 7, where I can look at daily activity and use when I run my dryer, and I could see patterns. How it conveys that information is, I hate to say, sort of a mystery to me, but it's very accurate, I mean, down to 30-minute intervals over the days. Essentially, as Mark says, it's always active, it's always pulsing, it's always kind of like an antenna for a radio station. It's always on, even though it may not be emitting a signal. It's always present and it's always active. It's working in a frequency range that's invisible to us. It's something that at this point, a lot of people have talked about whether they could wrap an EMF shield or a Faraday cage bag over the smart meter. And I don't want to be negative, but it just cannot influence the signature coming out of it, because the signature of the smart meter is very likely specifically associated to the wiring, and that being from the pole or from the wall outside your house all the way in, and every bit of wiring in the house is a network. So it just, there's no way you can really filter the smart meter from the environment are from you as much as creating distance to it. I'm lucky that my smart meter is 60 feet from my home out on a utility pole away from the house. And that said, as I said a minute ago, it's pulsing, but it's pulsing the actual wiring. So its distance to me is not as much of a factor as its influence on the wiring itself, because I would be part of the local area network through which this smart meter or this electronic grid is set up.
Yeah, there would be something else. I mean, if you put something like a protection over it as a kind of a Faraday cage, I mean, they will not receive the signal anymore. It will be there tomorrow, no? To see what's wrong with the device, I guess. You see where I'm coming from.
I've been tempted to do it, or even buy one of the old type meters. You can still buy them. I thought about buying a couple. It's hard to reason, because it seems like a really sick mind came up with these sort of ideas. I hopefully feel like we're going to fail.
What do you think, Mike? I mean, if we have 4G, why do we need 5G for that? I mean, 4G would do, correct? We don't need 5G.
Well, you and I are going to touch 3G and 4G. 5G and 6G will be infrastructure will be back then. So 6G, I'd be really surprised if we ever even physically touch a device like a computer or a router, any device, because it's going to be buried and it's going to be the main trunk that carry, like a river compared to streams and tributaries. It's going to be the main trunk. 5G will be closer to us. My biggest concern and principal concern is people's cell phones. And then secondly, would be in people's houses where they've got a 5G Wi-Fi setup or network. And then the third layer would be the actual appliances. So to me, it's something that we'll come in contact with it, but I can't stress enough that I think it's going to be the backbone. They need a faster network our bus to carry the data back and forth bidirectionally. As they're tracking us, they could see what we're doing real time, and they could send back, in the theory, input to change what we're doing, or strobe frequencies to get us to stop what we're doing, if that makes sense. So the 5G again is more for throughput, so they can do the electronic meddling. It's not so I can download a movie in 2 seconds.
I think so as well. I think it is just for the purpose of observation of the people and what they are doing, as of the kind of amount of data that needs to be exchanged to be in higher control. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I digress a little bit. I think about the whole vaccine farce and how you're supposed to do this to keep everybody around you safe. So there's this backwards logic that they're applying. And if we think of the same thing on the 5G or the smart meters, we need this because blah, blah, blah. It's all nonsense. So at a point, we're being sold something without even questioning what or why or what.
I was, as I told you, we had this power cut, and then came the guy from the private company, not from the government, from the private company, to check the house first, before we initiated the guy from the community, because we found out it must be somewhere cut in the community. So then I took up the theme with him quickly. We had a coffee because we had to wait for that guy from the community to arrive. And he said, I asked him, what is this 5G? And he said, don't think too much about it. I said, do you understand the technology? He said, no, not really. I mean, he's an electrician. No. He said, but we just rolled it out, alongside all the cameras in the street. I mean, we have a criminality rate here where I live in the Swiss mountains with 1,200 inhabitants of zero over the past 100 years, I think. Now, the question is, why did they roll out during these lockdowns cameras in the small streets in a tourism place, and all these LEDs and all on these 5G towers? And he said, don't think too much. So I asked him, do you think it is possible that there is a Bluetooth mesh network in the streetlights, in the LED streetlight? He said, yes, of course. I said, did you open one? He said, no, I just mounted them. But he said, look, I have stopped thinking about it. Can you imagine? So everybody is just doing. Everybody is just rolling out here. Nobody's asking, not even the local government or anyone. Everybody is just in because they don't understand. And if you look at Switzerland, we have Swisscom. That's the national company doing it. And the government holds 51% of the shares. So what's going wrong? What are your thoughts?
I wonder if it's people just cannot believe that people can be that bad, like the Claude Schwab, but people like that that want to control everybody, and they're utterly paranoid. The leaders are imposing on us measures that they feel are necessary for themselves, like the liar calling somebody else a liar.
So yeah, but the leaders, who are the leaders, let's say the politicians, honestly, I have to say, they are so dumb here. One is a piano teacher, which is nice, but she is in the Bundesrat. We have no president in Switzerland, like 7 ministers, right? And together they take the decision, so the majority counts. And then we have a parliament, etc., etc. But these people sitting there, they don't have the intellectual capabilities to even understand what they are doing. Sorry to say that. It's brute, but it's true. And I think the same applies to everywhere. So I think they don't have the technical knowledge about it. They don't have the academic or research knowledge about it. What are your thoughts about that? They're just going along what the private industry tell them to do, which are the power supply companies, etc. Your thoughts?
First, I'm really humbled to be a part of this prospect here, your podcast and the ongoing communication. When I look at the surroundings of the very smart people that are featured within your website, and I get to be included, I feel pretty small, feel very capable. But what's apparent to me, I'm trying to answer the question in a long way, is there are people that are speaking on the subject that they don't know electronics. They've never been inside. They might not even know what a power supply looks like, or like looking at a transmitter and trying to define what it is. That's my entire background, that I feel fortunate that while I may not have the expertise of some of the people that are promoted in these forums, I stand outside of what they know, and I know I can contribute because not a lot of people really understand electronics and the way they work, if that makes sense. So to a point, I'm finding myself filtering a lot of what people are saying to try to get to what really applies to me, and I sort of lost sight of your question.
You're right, because we have a saying in German that says Wissen ist eine Hohlschuld. That kind of freely translated means knowledge. You need to do the effort to acquire it. But people forgot, and they thought knowledge will be fed into them. That's not true. There is a, see, me and our listeners, those that listen to this podcast, we are here to learn. We are here to learn to acquire new knowledge. This is technical knowledge. Okay, so be it. And we need to learn and need to learn to know a little bit more about it. Of course, we will never get specialists. Otherwise, we need to go study these issues. But at least that we have the fundamental knowledge to make informed decisions. Do you agree with this?
Absolutely. And I think the first question is questioning it. Wait, this doesn't make sense to me.
So that means we need to, people that listen to our podcast and to what you have to say, are unlearning and relearning. And unlearning and relearning is a constant process in evolution. I mean, as we go forward from the present to the future, we need to be able to unlearn and relearn. I think it's really, really fundamental. Now we go a bit astray from the technical things, but we have about 5 minutes left. Do you would like to touch on another issue, but frequencies and electronics are concerned, or should we start to do that during the next podcast that we will record?
I've been watching the timer, so I've got kind of what I think is a close to try to wrap up some of what we have. And I apologize to listeners. It's really difficult to cover the breadth of what we are and do it linearly.
Life is complex.
So I apologize.
Those things are complex. So we are working our way into the topic and we learn as we go. This is absolutely perfect. This is all right.
I want to do an EMF recap and a little bit of a recap of smart meters and how they tie together.
Okay, and then, yes, that would be beautiful. Then I could attach this, even if I produce it already, or I produce it already on Reflexivity Space and .org and other platforms, I can later on add recap to the publication. That would be brilliant. So people can read a little bit into the subject matter, and I can read a little bit into this as we go and learn. Sounds good. No? Okay.
As a wrap up for EMF, we must emphasize that all EMF is noise to our physiology. It interferes with our own intracellular, inter-organ communication. It also affects us physically to the point of our expression to the world around us, whether it be receiving information or not. That EMF is noise, and it's like the radio station that's static is overpowering what we want to hear. And I can't emphasize that enough. So just be aware of it. And as we're talking about, you know, the mind's eye and seeing danger, reason when you're feeling anxiety and you might be in a harsh field. We talk about EMF, and again, related to smart meters, there's a hierarchy of importance. I would recommend wired internet to all people. I'm in the process of making sure everything is hardwired. I do have a 2.4 gigahertz router that I can periodically use. Use speakers on your cell phone. Try to use speakerphone or use earphones to get the EMF away from your body. The others take breaks. I took a break for the most part from my computers this last week, just from proximity. Mm-hmm. I've been rebuilding, but in terms of use, we talk about the smart meter. It's undeniable that it's infecting the household wiring. It's polluting the home or AC wiring, and it's only going to increase with time as they load more architecture or infrastructure on it. I'm looking at 2-minute warning. I mentioned about safe zones and how we need to find safe zones or places in our home or places we can go be in a park. We'll save the next time for some meter. There's some ways of controlling it that I'm thinking about in terms of filtration. Be mindful of filling your home with Nest systems. They are going to be something that are coalescing data behind our backs that we won't have any control of. I want to close with talking about the nature of 5G and what it can and can't do, but more importantly, what it's going to do to affect us. We think about 5G or 4G or EMF, it's on our person everywhere we go. So it's affecting our DNA. It's affecting our ability to communicate with the world around us. We got to realize that it's a problem and that the Agenda 2021 and 2030 is seeking to imprison us within smart zones and to trap and confine our spirit and destinies based on systems built around to control us down to molecular level. So there's an insidious side to what is happening with the smart meters and the EMF that's bad for our DNA. Anything to close, Martin?
Thank you so much for the information you have disclosed, Mike, and speak to you next week again. Thank you so much.
Good.
And for the listeners, if you listen to our reflexivityspace.org podcast, you are the resistance. Speak to you next week. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Mike, bye.